Obviously, we have a message to sing about tonight. We're thankful for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not all of our songs are about that, but would we sing the way we do if that did not happen? I think it's important for us to think about that and remember the gift of salvation and the joy that it gives us and a reason to sing. There will be an intermission after the fifth grade song, and Wes Groff will be leading a congregational song then. And there will also be a congregational song while Mass Choir is filing up towards the end of the program, right after seventh and eighth grade sings their songs. And we'll look to Nate Segris to close it after that. So once again, welcome. We're glad you're here. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we will begin with kindergarten. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the gift of song. Thank you for your free gift of salvation to us. Thank you that you loved us and this earth enough to come down and die for our sins. And thank you that you rose again from the dead. Thank you that you defeated death. Help us honor you and remember the meaning of this Easter season. Thank you for your love to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Happy. Your turn. Turn to in your hymnals to number 248. And maybe the people on the outside of the bench rows can hand books out to the people along the edge. That would be good. Number 248, Awake, Awake, O Earth. And let's stand to sing.
Thank you. praise the Lord, I'll have a new life eternal. Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life eternal. Glorified with him forever, death will be lost in victory. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life, oh yes.
I'll have a new
glory, glory.
With the
never sad, there'll be no more sorrow,
no
more pain, there'll be no more strife, no strife.
Yes, raised in the light,
in his likeness, I'll be glad, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Graves all bursting, saints all shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh yes,
I'll have a new
glory, glory.
With the redeemed,
never
sad, there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife, no strife.
Yes, raised in the light,
in his likeness, I'll be glad,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life
and my Redeemer. Let the world
sins of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. O Lord, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
Sopranos, altos.
Somebody's calling my name.
I was just testing you. I wasn't testing you.
Thanks for being ready, girl.
Father.
No parts. No parts.
Father, in thy mysterious presence kneeling, fain would our souls feel all thy kindling love. For we are weak and need some deep revealing of trust and strength and calmness from
Thank you.
Children, young people, thank you. Great job that you did here tonight to sing songs and praises. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking as you were singing, what are some words to describe it? And the first word that I have is sixth grade sang a song, sing till the power. And there was a word in there that said shout. And so sometimes we need to give a few compliments. And so I want to give a shout out to sixth grade for the good job that you all did singing. Keep singing and keep singing. You did a wonderful job. And I appreciated that. And thank you to the teachers for the fine job that you did and all the hard work. But some other words that I thought about is sweet. It was really sweet tonight. Another word is beautiful. Beautiful. The singing that you all did, you young people, was just beautiful. And another word is amazing. Amazing. The job that you did. All of you young children, the songs that you did was amazing. And another word is holy. You know, God is a holy God, and the holiness that we have to worship Him. And then when we get to the end, we get to another word that is amen, right? And I don't know if the rest of you were saying amen. But in closing, there's still one name that I want to say. And that is the name that is above all names, right? Do any of you young children know who that name is? What is the name that above all name? What name is King? Somebody? Jesus. Jesus is the name above all names. And that is who we sing about in Easter because He rose from the dead. Jesus is King. He is alive. He rose. We have something to sing about. And we can say with that. For you all as parents, family, relatives that are here listening to them sing, the last word I was thinking of is honor. You know, the Bible says, children, honor your parents. And I don't know about you all, but being here as parents, grandparents, and things, I feel honored. Honored to be able to have young children like this to sing about Jesus and the privilege that we have. So I feel very honored to be here this evening. And I hope that you all do. So in closing, I hope each of you were blessed. And may we go on serving and worshiping the name above all name, the name of Jesus. Let's all stand for a closing prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is the name above all names. We thank you that we can remember Easter because you sent your Son, Jesus, as a babe who grew up, lived on earth here, who was the perfect sacrifice for us and for our sins, and who died on the cross, who was the perfect, pure Lamb of God, that perfect sacrifice for our sins. But we know that He didn't stay dead, that Jesus rose from the dead and He lives, and that He is alive, and that we know that He ascended and He sits on the right hand of the Father. But you were not finished at that point either. You chose to send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, that could come down and that could live within each of us who have asked and who are saved through Jesus' blood, that the Holy Spirit can live within us and that we can have life. And not only have life, but we can have it more abundantly. And you also say in your scriptures that those of us that have life, that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And Father, I just pray that you would just bless each of us, that our lives may be rivers of water that are flowing freely from us. Thank you for this school, the students, the teachers, each one of them. Bless them for the great job that you did. May you guide and direct them through the rest of the school year. Pray also a special protection upon each of us as we travel home again this evening. We ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You're dismissed.